Yeah, it's the Zlatne Uste Brass Band live here in the studio, WFMU. Thank you so much, guys, for coming. And
thank you, Rob.
Who's going to be, Michael, are you going to be kind of the spokesperson to start with today?
Yeah, I think other people will jump in from time to time, too.
Michael Ginsberg, who's one of the ringleaders of both the Zlatne Uste Band and the Golden Festival. And first of all, actually, tell us, what was the first thing you guys played?
Ah, yes. The first thing was called Latsin Chocek. It's a tune that we learned from a band that's sort of becoming our mentor band in Serbia, the Vranski Biseri, the Pearls of Vranje.
And the Chocek being a typical type of dance in what meter?
Well, that was 2-4. They also have them in 9 and 7, but that was in 2-4.
And you guys play a range of repertoire from Serbia, kind of at the core, when you play at this famous festival there, you've played several times. And then also sort of Macedonia, Bulgaria, and general Romani repertoire, would you say? Is that?
Well, we do play that kind of repertoire, yes. But when we were in Serbia, we pretty much stuck to Serbian.
That's kind of the belly of the beast, like the heartland of brass band music in Eastern Europe.
I would have to say that. But there are other small enclaves of where brass music is very, very strong.
And how long has the band been together at this point, in some form or another?
Well, we go back to the Wasted Vinyl days, Rob.
Yes, you have been on my show. Yes, back in East Orange, in Springfield Avenue, I guess that would have been late 80s or early 90s. Yeah, but you guys go back.
1983.
And what was kind of the impetus for starting the band?
Well, several of us who are still in the band attended a seminar in upstate New York. At the time, it was a 10-day seminar in Balkan Music and Dance, and part of the seminar was a brass band class, and out of that brass band class came Zlatne Uste.
In other words, the rest was history.
And the rest is history, right.
And then what we're here to sort of fan the flames for is an event that even predates Zlatne Uste, which is, does it or does it not?
No.
Oh, no, am I miscounting?
It's not as old as Zlatne Uste.
It's not as old as Zlatne Uste.
In fact, we founded it, so I guess it has to be after us.
So what's the what anniversary are we up to this year?
26.
Okay, 26, so I miscounted.
Yeah.
So it's the 26th anniversary of the Golden Festival, which is a two-night event. It's been held in various places, but this year it's moving right in the kind of core of our audience, which is kind of exciting, and a lot of our friends in Brooklyn.
Yes, indeed.
Grand Prospect Ballroom.
Grand Prospect Hall, which is, I consider, a 5-star catering hall, and it's got rooms all over the place. We're going to be using 4 of them for stages and 1 of them for eating, and various other uses for other of the rooms. But we're very excited about the prospect of being in the Grand Prospect Hall.
And the website, by the way, is goldenfest.org. And what it is, what would you say? It's a gathering. It's a 2-night event. So the first night is...
First night's Friday night. We have 7 different groups performing, all on one stage in one room, in the Grand Ballroom, which was built as a German opera house, and quite ornate, and 3 tiers of balconies. It's quite a space.
And that's interesting. It's kind of fitting, in almost in a way, from a couple countries away,
yeah.
But in the ballpark. And then on Saturday, there's the multi-stage event of music, of bands and dancing, right?
With right, 4 stages with all kinds of music, actually, stemming from vocal music, unaccompanied vocal music from the Balkans and from Ukraine, and then we also have some Italian music. We have a group coming from Copenhagen who plays gypsy music.
Yeah, I saw that. That looks interesting.
How many groups do we have this year?
We have about 60 groups this year.
Before. Oh my gosh, that has to be a record.
It's a record. We had to turn some groups down.
Wow, even so. And so this is all happening next weekend, next Friday and Saturday at the Grand Prospect Ballroom, 263 Prospect Ave in Brooklyn. And again, the website is goldenfest.org. It's quite a spectacle. It's an amazing event, music and dancing and food and drink this year. You're going to definitely drink this year. And
there'll be drinks available, yes.
It's a true bacchanalia. So
6-Point Beer, a local new beer from Red Hook, Brooklyn.
Oh, that's perfect. Thanks, Emerson. And really, it's, you know, as you were saying, there's a range of things, and not all Eastern Europe, but really at the core is the huge sort of national Eastern European Balkan folk music and dance community, and old and young musicians playing music from those traditions. A lot of Americans who've taken it up, a few people who've moved here, emigre artists and such, but it's an amazing night of music.
Yes.
All right. Zlatan Ustey Band live in the studio, WFMU, and you'll definitely be able to see them at the festival, of course, on Friday and Saturday. And going to play some more songs for us now. What do you have next?
We're going to play Kozarica Kolo from Central Serbia, Šumadija.